appreciate Tyson Nash, Fox Sports Arizona, Coyotes color analyst, joining us on the Doug and Wolf Show.
Nash, yeah.
But for safety reasons, we want to start off the conversation with Tyson of just making sure, are you aware that it is a weekday, and are you sure that you're not driving while you do the interview in the HOV lane? Are we good?
Oh, yeah. Completely busted. I had every excuse in the book for the police officer, too. He wasn't buying it. I told him, hey, I thought it was a weekend. I mean, this pandemic, every day feels like a weekend. And I'm going to a hockey game. The Arizona Coyotes, I don't know if you've heard of them, but they got a game today, and I'm driving to the rink, and I thought it was a weekend.
Hey, Tyson, can I ask you, though, what kind of vehicle do you drive?
The worst part is I was stuck in my wife's Suburban, so it's like a school bus. I needed my mannequin or the blow-up doll in the passenger seat or something.
I can't believe he pulled you over then. He should have looked at a car that big. Well, there's got to be somebody in there. Come on.
Well, I thought about it after, and I'm like, I should have just been calm and just kept going right in the HOV lane. Instead, I saw the cop, and I pulled right over into the next lane. So he's like, oh, yeah, this guy's busted.
Yeah,
There's no baby seat.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say a GT, you know, some Mustang or something like that. Okay, listen, why is this team playing so well right now, Tyson?
I don't know. I mean, obviously goaltending. I mean, it's ridiculous. I was so pumped up yesterday. I couldn't believe it. You never really know what you're going to get, right? This team is, you know, there's so many different moving parts, and, you know, they're young and inexperienced, and, you know, you come out and play great in game one, and you kind of, you know, stink the bed in game two. So you're like, all right, what's game three going to be? Well, they completely rose. Darcy Kuemper stood on a melon in the first period. It's one of the best goaltender performances I've seen in a long, long time. And then the Coyotes they kind of took over. So it was nice to see. And again, you never know what you're going to get with this group.
Go former player as far as being on the ice in a pressure game and knowing the team is stinking it up in the beginning, and your goalie's playing like that. I mean, what does that do juice-wise when it's, instead of being 4-0 against you, it's nothing-nothing because the goalie's playing that well?
Well, you kind of, as a player, you get in that zone. You're like, all right, this guy's got it going right now, so we better find our game. And you know what? These guys love Darcy Kuemper. They absolutely love him. This guy is just the most positive, happy-go-lucky guy, calm. And you want to play for a guy like that. You want to block shots. You want to go to war with this guy. And I think that's what happened. The boys were like, hey, we better wake up here, or this guy is not going to be able to move tomorrow or for the rest of the series. So let's get her going. And they did. You know, they got the first goal of the game, and then all of a sudden it just all kind of, it all kind of switched.
Don't you think, too, Tyson, too, just watching this right now and knowing that you've got some of your best players, guys like Kessel and Kuemper and Keller, right, and Taylor Hall, suddenly they're out there actually leading the team, and I think that puts everybody at ease inside that dressing room. Would you agree with that?
I do, 1,000%. I mean, at the end of the day, you need everybody, but you need your big boys to play like big boys.
Yep.
And that's why they went out and got these guys. That's why Rick Tocchet wanted to bring in Phil Kessel for this exact reason. And he's performed. I mean, he's playing great. We didn't see this all year long, and he's playing his best hockey right now. Taylor Hall, same thing. I think he's been, you know, besides Kuemper, he's been by far the best Coyote. He's involved, he's generating, he's creating. He's a big horse. He's tough to contain down low. And the other thing I really have liked about this Coyotes group, and why I also get so excited, is that you have so many guys playing in the playoffs for the first time. And you guys know, I mean, you find out your career is not defined until you play in the playoffs. And do you rise, or do you fold like a cheap suit? You know, so these guys have risen, all of them. Like every single one of them. I think we have like six or seven Coyotes that have scored in this series or points or whatever. And these are the first experience in the playoffs. So that gets me juiced up because these are big game guys.
What I loved about Taylor Hall and what you just said right there, at the 3:12 mark, right, just over a minute after he scored the decisive goal, his back check on an odd man rush, right? I mean, that to me, I love seeing that out of your best, maybe your most talented player, for him to back check the way that he did after he just a minute earlier scored the decisive goal in the game. I got to tell you, that to me speaks volumes, Tyson.
Yeah, and I couldn't agree more. I mean, he did cough the puck up in the offensive zone, so they went back the other way. But he made amends for it. He was like, no, not on my watch. That was a mistake. I'm going to make up for it. And the other thing that I loved about Taylor Hall was the first 30 seconds of the series. He goes out. Mm-hmm. This guy's not a physical guy. I mean, that's a Lawson Crouse type of play. He goes in there and absolutely steamrolls their best player and maybe the best defenseman in the world in Roman Josi. He literally ran him right over, where Josi was like, what the heck? I need to, somebody check the license plate on that thing.
And then started chirping.
That? Yeah, I know. I love it. And that just told me this guy's ready to go.
Well, hearing your excitement, and if you want to hear more from Tyson Ash, you can tune in tomorrow. Fox Sports Arizona has the game, 11:30 faceoff. Your reaction on television to the Clayton Keller hit, I think it was game one. Like, what? I didn't even know Clayton Keller was allowed to hit people. I mean, that was more of a wake-up call to me than anything else. But if this young guy, who you'll know better than me, weighs about 135 pounds, is out there throwing his weight around, now we've got something. This is a fun team.
It is. It really is. And you got to give the coaching staff credit. You know, everyone's bought in. Like, there's a game plan in place. And everybody needs to buy in, and they have. I mean, I don't know, like, we make it sound so good on TV with the noise and the fan noise that's being pumped in. I have to take my hat off to all the players. I mean, we've had 7 or 8 fights in the playoffs so far. I don't know if you guys have watched, you know, a lot of games or not, but there's no fans. And it is like you could hear a pin drop in there. Right. Every punch that's thrown, you can hear actually hit the guy's face. It's like it's so gross. But these guys are rising. They love it. They're playing to the Stanley Cup, and I honestly thought it was going to be an issue, and it has not been an issue in the least.
On that note, right there, OEL got ran last night. Right, I thought it was a clean hit, but OEL, of course, and Connor Garland got run last night. Do you expect any retribution here?
No. You know what, as a player, you have long memories and you hopefully have a long career. That'll be one you make up for maybe next year. You know, I just, it's part of playoff hockey. You give, you take, and you give some more. You know, it's like boxing. It's the counter punch. It's the punch. There's just so much involved. You just can't get focused on trying to, you know, get guys back. I mean, I think the big thing for, you know, the Coyotes, and talking to Rick Tocchet today, this morning, he said our starts have to be better, obviously. I mean, they allowed 19 shots, but we need to be physically engaged early in the game. That's the problem. That's where Nashville rose yesterday. Our goalie saved their bacon, and we finally started to play in the second period on.
I like that because I'm wondering about the major key for tomorrow morning. We talked earlier in the show today about when Devin Booker hit that shot for the Suns against the Clippers. Now, for the first time in about 10 years, when they take on the Pacers today, the Pacers are going to take them seriously. Like, when's the last time an opponent was actually worried about losing to the Suns? And I kind of look at the same thing with the Coyotes now, even though you can make the argument in game two, but this is now the Predators saying, we could get eliminated by an 11 seed. We better go. Do the Coyotes grip? What's the key to making sure guys that are new to a playoff don't realize, uh-oh, we might actually win something here?
Yeah, it's so fun. I think the last time the Coyotes played a meaningful game, Clayton Keller, I think, was 11, we were talking about. So it's been a while. But I'll tell you what, these guys are so juiced up. I think they're kind of just grasping on to the underdog deal, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, they're like, hey, everyone counted us out. Nobody expected us to be, you know, even in the playoffs. But, you know, we'll take it. And we're gonna run with this thing. And now we're leading the series. And we have a chance to knock out a really good team. But that being said, they have enough guys on this team. I think they have 10 Stanley Cups on this roster, including the coaches. So these guys have been there before. They know the toughest game and the best game that they have to play is going to be tomorrow afternoon, because Nashville's not going to go away easy.
So how fast were you going in the HOV?
It wasn't a speeding ticket.
Wow, you know what? He tried to tell me I was speeding. I was like, that's garbage. I have not had a speeding ticket in Arizona in my life.
Wow.
And I didn't get one, but he made up for it with the HOV one, because that was 450 bones. So stay out of the HOV lane. That one left a dent.
Oh, man,
dude,
that's
you're
huge.
The best, man.
Thanks, Tyson.
All right, boys. See you guys.